futures were narrowly mixed Monday. The USDA announced $55 million in competitive grant funding aimed at expanding meatpacking capacity. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, the 22nd of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in the Western Corn Belt through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was at a standstill. Last week, live prices were at $122 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and at $124 in the North. Dress prices were at $195. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Monday, supported by improving fundamentals on one hand, but balanced by declining wholesale beef values and weaker lean hog futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 23 cents lower, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents higher, from 7 cents higher at the front to $1.12 higher toward the back. So far this morning, both are higher. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.08 lower Monday afternoon, at $321.20 a hundredweight. Select was $2.15 lower at $281.46. Although new crop corn futures eased Monday, overall corn and soybean futures were supported by weaker crop conditions in the good and excellent ratings week over week and year over year. Corn futures closed mostly 6 to 9 cents lower through new crop contracts and generally 3 to 5 cents higher in others. Soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 9 cents higher in new crop contracts and mostly 13 to 22 cents higher in the others. Major U.S. financial indices rallied back on Monday with support including higher energy prices. For instance, West Texas Intermediate crude oil futures on the CME closed $1.21 to $2.02 higher through the front six contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 586 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 58 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 111 points. USDA and lawmakers continue to focus more money and propose legislation on addressing the nation's meatpacking industry. USDA announced Monday $55.2 million in competitive grant funding available through the new Meat and Poultry Inspection Readiness Grant Program. According to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, we're building capacity and increasing economic opportunity for small and mid-sized meat and poultry processors and producers across the country. Through the new program, he explained, meat and poultry slaughter and processing facilities can cover the cost for necessary improvements to achieve a federal grant of inspection under the Federal Meat Inspection Act or the Poultry Producers Inspection Act, or to operate under a state's cooperative interstate shipment program. Earlier this month, as mentioned in Cattle Current, USDA announced it was beginning work on three proposed rules to support enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. First, USDA intends to propose a new rule that will provide greater clarity to strengthen enforcement of unfair and deceptive practices, undue preferences, and unjust prejudices. Second, USDA will propose a new poultry grower tournament system rule, with the current inactive proposal to be withdrawn. Third, USDA will repropose a rule to clarify that parties don't need to demonstrate harm to competition in order to bring an action under specific sections of the Act. That same week, USDA announced $4 billion in assistance as part of the Build Back Better initiative, an effort designed to strengthen and transform critical parts of the U.S. food system. Investments will include a mix of grants, loans, and innovative financing to address the shortage of small meat processing facilities across the country, as well as the necessary local and regional food system infrastructure needed to support them. Also earlier this month, bipartisan legislation was announced that was meant to address anti-competitive practices in the meat and poultry industries. The bill, the Meatpacking Special Investigator Act, would create the Office of the Special Investigator for Competition Matters within USDA's Packer and Stockyards Division. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, the 22nd of June. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.